The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Red Friday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, December 3rd.
Well, they've got an experienced coordinator. Their head coach, you know, is one of the best defensive minds in the game. So he presents a real solid defense. They've got a great red zone defense. Their pass defense is right up there with the top pass defenses. And so that's what he presents. He's not... You know, he's got enough blitz packages in there where he can bring the max, zero blitzes, but at the same time, he picks and chooses kind of when he does that and picks and chooses when he brings an extra guy. And he works to keep you off balance that way.
Now that your Kansas City Chiefs sit atop the AFC West, it's time for them to try and create a little separation from the rest of the division. Currently, all three of those other teams sit at 6-5. The Denver Broncos are winners of three out of their last four, and they're coming off a big-time victory over the division rival Los Angeles Chargers. Even though Denver traded away a potential Hall of Famer in Von Miller, the roster is still loaded with young talent. It starts on the defensive side of the ball. As Andy Reid mentioned, what Vic Fangio is going to try and accomplish against these Chiefs on Sunday night. Now, this is hard to believe, but the last time the Denver Broncos beat the Chiefs was on September 17th, 2015. The Peyton Manning-led Broncos were a serious thorn in the side of Chiefs fans at the time, but Manning has been gone so long, he's currently in the Hall of Fame. The Chiefs come into Sunday winners of four games in a row with three divisional games in a row to come. Clinching this division begins with keeping that win streak alive against the Broncos and making sure Fangio stays winless against Reed and the Chiefs. A couple injuries to watch. Cornerback Rashad Fenton has yet to practice this week, and offensive lineman Lucas Niang, after being limited on Wednesday, was not practicing on Thursday. So it does look like another week of Andrew Wiley at right tackle.
Yeah, I mean, other than when you play this week and people talk about it, we're not really paying attention to it. I mean, we understand it's a whole brand new football team on both sides of the ball. It's a division opponent. It's always a big game against the Broncos, and we know it's gonna be a great challenge for us. And I mean, they won a couple games against us too, so we know it's a big rivalry, and we need to go out there and play our best football.
As to be expected by now, right? The Chiefs aren't spending much time thinking about their win streak over the Broncos. Kansas City comes into this game hot with expectations through the roof for the rest of the season. Denver has a talented young roster, but the offense does leave much to be desired. They win games with their defensive play, and Fangio will look to give Mahomes and the Chiefs problems, just like they did last week against Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, you go back, you look at the tape, and you evaluate yourself, obviously, and then you try to get a little bit of a jump start on the team that you're playing. And we have the AFC West opponents. We studied them a little bit in the offseason as well. So just having a good game plan, and Coach Reed has that extra week. He really comes up with some nice plays. And, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just about going out there and executing. And we just seem to do a great job of that after a bye.
Every year, we discuss the success of Andy Reid-led teams coming off of their bye week. This year is no different. With the Chiefs' recent turnaround and the extra preparation time, The expectation is a Kansas City win on Sunday night. They're currently 9.5-point favorites. Neither Reed or Mahomes looks at the spread, and neither would go into specifics of how the prep is a little different over the bye week. But the record there, it speaks for itself.
You know what? At the end of the day, we want Clyde to be the best football player that he can possibly be and contribute in any way, form, or fashion. Because when you're wearing that hat as a running back in this offense, you got to have the ability to carry the ball. You got to have the ability to pick up a blitz. And then you got to have the ability to make a play on the perimeter as a receiver. So, obviously, he got back in the game, you know, a few weeks ago, and it was his first week back. I thought Clyde did a heck of a job of coming back off of injury. Now we just got to keep building off that performance.
Running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire came back just before the Chiefs' bye week and immediately had an impact in the offense. With the Chiefs' more Alex Smithian approach over the last several weeks, the question continues to be asked about them trying to utilize CEH in the passing game, just like we saw with former Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt, and just like Andy Reid used former Eagles running back Brian Westbrook in Philadelphia. It might be as simple as they know Patrick Mahomes wants to go downfield, and that's why they've gotten away from that part of the offense over the last several years. But Clyde was drafted as a dual threat player. We've been talking about it forever. It just has not happened consistently yet. We'll see if Sunday night against the Broncos changes that for Clyde.
Yeah, so there's a fine line, you know, fine margin between winning and losing in this thing, and then, you know, playing well and not playing well. There's so much competition. So you just have to kind of keep at it, and there might be just a couple small little things that work for you, and it changes things around. So, and like I'm saying about the head coach of the Denver Broncos, I mean, Spags is one of those guys. He's one of the top defensive coordinators, and so he's patient with it, but still pushing his way through those things, and he trusts the guys to do it, and they trust him. So, you know, some of the guys tweaked it a couple little things. Spags tweaked a couple little things. His coaches, you know, did the same thing. And, you know, they're playing good football. So, the thing you have to do with that is you've got another side of the ball playing you that are pretty good coaches. So, you got to make sure you stay on top of your game and keep practicing it. And that goes for both sides of the ball and special teams. So, if you let up and you don't stay ahead of the challenge there, then you can be back in the, you know, you can have some issues.
Much of the discussion heading into Sunday night has been about the Broncos' defense, but the Chiefs' defensive turnaround could quietly be one of the more impressive feats of any NFL team this season. After what was a historically disastrous start, Spags has the Chiefs defense looking like a unit that's primed and ready to give opposing teams problems in January. They'll look to keep that turnaround moving this week against a good offense, but one that has struggled to consistently put points on the board this season with Teddy Bridgewater under center. A huge part of the Chiefs defensive turnaround is the ever-improving play of second-year cornerback Lajarius Sneed.
Yeah, I just love being physical, you know. Spaz like it, you know, he got an aggressive defense. And I love being physical myself. And on the offensive side, they don't like that. The wide receivers, they don't like when you put hands on them and stuff like that. They take their heart out of their chest. I can see it in their eyes. Yeah, I can see in their eyes and how they play, you know, from the start to the finish. When I jump out from the start and I can tell, like, yeah, I got him.
Sneed has impressed the Chiefs, and he did so immediately as a rookie, showing a physicality they'd been lacking at the cornerback position for a few years. He's not only improved as a cover guy this year, but he's improved his tackling to the point in which you could argue he's the best tackling defensive back in the entire league. That physicality has always been what's helped him stand out, and his step forward has helped the Chiefs secondary make the turn into one of the more impressive units in the league. The increased play of Rashad Fenton has also done wonders for the consistency in the Chiefs' defensive backfield. Now, we had mentioned before, Fenton is dealing with a knee injury and could be in doubt for Sunday's game. We'll see if Kyle Long, who was activated off PUP earlier this week, plays some type of role in the game.
It's challenging. I mean, every year you come in, you know, being in the NFL is challenging. You know what I mean? It's not an easy job. You know, it's a hard job. It's not a job where a lot of people, you know, make it. And, you know, being able to, you know, just stay focused on the ultimate goal and not get sidetracked by all this stuff, you know, that's not that important relating to that. It's important. I feel like we've done a good job keeping all the noise down to a minimum and, you know, win, lose, or draw, just keeping everything in-house and staying focused on us and what we have to do as a team to get better. Whether we have a good game, a bad game, a win, or a loss, it's always been very judgmental in everything we've done, being very critical of ourselves and doing everything we can at the end of the day to go out there and successfully win a game on Sunday.
That 2019 attitude definitely seems to be back at Arrowhead. As you heard from the Chiefs pass rusher Frank Clark, Kansas City, being atop the NFL for the last 2 years, has not made it easy for itself to start the season. But this team appears healthy, having overcome those early season struggles to catapult themselves right back into that Super Bowl conversation. Should make for an exciting Sunday night and an exciting rest of the season right here on the Arrowhead Drive. That's it for Red Friday, December 3rd. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, show. NBK and Serta will have your full Chiefs-Broncos preview for Sunday night. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Wednesday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.